My brows shot up. It was the first time I'd ever heard Hiroki curse. For brief moments, sometimes I would catch glimpses of the human side of Hiroki, woven through the scientist. A joke, more and more displays of emotion, a new expression on his face. He had been a scientist to me when I'd first met him, but now I saw him as fully human. A man with passions, pursuits, emotions, humor, goals, pride. Yet it seemed that the favor was not being returned to the same extent. The other people here didn't even refer to me by my name. The canteen seemed somehow colder, and I suppressed a shiver. Relationships were professional. Conversations with anyone save Hiroki were curt and short. In one way, I didn't mind. Given that after a year of working for TNC, I planned to study at Cambridge and build a world-class career in archaeology, these relationships had a short shelf life. In another way, though, the cold professionalism grated on me. I never knew when encountering a TNC employee whether I was dealing with a human or a supernatural. I had once tried to read Hiroki's mind, just for a moment, to see if I could learn something more about the employees at FS-11. I hadn't been able to do it. This had left me confused and wondering if I'd lost the ability. But later that same day, I had easily read the mind of a clerk at the grocery store. I hadn't wanted to out and out ask Hiroki about this because I didn't want him to know I'd tried to use my telepathy on him. As a result, I was left to wonder about what might be stopping my telepathic abilities, and who else at TNC had supernatural abilities. So far, the only other confirmed supernatural I'd encountered through TNC was Ibikin, an Inkankuo, a metal elemental. But she was back home in London, presumably at work for the TNC offices there. My cell phone buzzed from my jacket pocket. I looked at the screen but didn't recognize the local number. "Sorry, Hiroki. Excuse me a minute." He waved me off, so I shot him a grateful smile and moved away for some privacy. I pressed the talk button and put the phone to my ear. "Hello? Petra Kara?" The voice was a woman's, and familiar. "Mrs. Shale?" Violet Shale was one of the people who worked at the Child Services offices in Saltford. I hadn't had a call from them since I'd been emancipated. "You remember me?" she asked. "Of course I do." Mrs. Shale had always been kind to me. She'd often gifted me with books about history, and books full of photographs documenting artifacts found in some of the more popular and spectacular archaeological digs. She'd seemed to understand and maybe even share my obsession with archaeology. "How are you? I understand you had a dig in Libya?" "Yes, last spring," I said. "It was an enlightening experience." "Oh, that's nice. Good for you. I'm happy to see you pursuing your dreams." Something about her tone said that she'd not called to chit-chat. "Well, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, Petra, but your therapist, Mr. Pierce, he passed away earlier today." I felt like I'd been slugged in the gut with a bag full of flour. It took me several seconds to find my voice. "Petra? Are you there? Noel is dead?" Noel had been by no means elderly or frail. I'd seen him in February, and he'd seemed perfectly fit and healthy. "I'm sorry. He had an aneurysm. An ambulance was called, but I'm afraid he died on the way to the hospital. I'm so sorry, Petra. I know you were close." "When is the funeral?" My mouth felt like it was filled with sawdust, and tears pricked at my eyes. Noel had always been kind to me. He was the only one I had trusted enough to share my secrets with before I left for Libya. I was going to miss him terribly. "A few days' time. I don't have more information yet, but I'll be sure to call you as soon as I know."
"Okay. Thank you. I'll be waiting."
I hung up the phone and closed my eyes against the news. Shockwaves of grief washed over me like breakers on the beach, stealing my breath. "Everything okay?" I felt Hiroki's hand on my shoulder. "You look a little green around the gills." I opened my eyes.
"Do you mind if we do the ammo test another time? I really need to go home."